In this bulletin, Ukrainian fighters holding on in Mariupol. The coalition rejects Labour's claim it dropped the ball on Solomon Islands security. And in sport, a rising star named in the Australian Diamonds extended netball squad, ahead of the Commonwealth Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Gareth Borum. Ukrainian fighters are clinging on in Mariupol after Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed victory in the biggest battle of the war, declaring the port city liberated after weeks of relentless bombardment. The United States has disputed President Putin's claim, saying it believes Ukrainian forces still hold ground in the city. This unit commander, Konstantin Nemechev, also disputes the declaration of victory. He says soldiers from the Azov Regiment are holding their position, and his fighters are among the troops holding up the defence. Our forces are in Mariupol, Azov, and they continue to hold the city. It is a fortress where our fighters hold at least 10,000 enemy forces. If they fall, this 10,000-strong army will start to go towards the north and help to occupy Donbass. So the boys in Mariupol are carrying out a huge and important mission. Ukraine says President Putin wants to avoid a final clash with its forces in Mariupol because he lacks the troops to defeat them. It's also appealing for help to evacuate civilians and wounded soldiers. The Kremlin has ordered Russian troops to blockade a giant steelworks where the Ukrainians are holding out, having refused an earlier ultimatum to surrender or die. Labour has urged Australians not to vote for the coalition in the upcoming election, saying the signing of a security agreement in the Solomon Islands shows the government has dropped the ball on key issues, like national security. Campaign spokesman Jason Clare says Australia had the intelligence to take action and failed to do so. He's accused Prime Minister Scott Morrison of having a pattern of behaviour where he will always seek to blame someone else.
Understand what China's up to. Expect that they're going to be in there trying to assert influence and make sure that we respond. You know, we knew about this in August. And what did we do? It seems two-thirds of bugger all. And as a result, this security agreement has now been signed between China and the Solomon Islands.
Jason Clare's major appearance on the campaign trail follows Labor leader Anthony Albanese's diagnosis of COVID-19, forcing him to isolate for the next 7 days. Mr. Clare says it provides an opportunity for Labor to showcase its united team ahead of polling day. Scott Morrison says Australia's aged care system is seen as a global benchmark as debate continues over Labor's call for around-the-clock nursing staff ratios. The Prime Minister says the government has been planning to introduce the recommendation for more nurses made by the Royal Commission into the sector. The Commission found the system was plagued by chronic understaffing and low pay for workers who were leaving in droves. Up to half of older Australians in care were also found to be malnourished or at risk. Queensland has confirmed it is changing quarantine requirements for anyone identified as a close contact of a positive COVID-19 case. Asymptomatic close contacts will have to wear a mask indoors, advise their employer of their status, work from home if possible, and test every 2 days, with a negative result required before going out in the community. Health Minister Yvette Douth says now is the time to take the next step in order to bring Queensland into line with all of the other eastern states.
We are moving from a situation where these measures are controlled by public health directives and now leaving it to individuals and employers to look at this from a workplace health and safety measure.
The changes will take effect on Thursday next week. South Australia has also flagged easing its close contact quarantine requirements. To sport now, and netball sensation Donald Wallum has been called up to an extended 18-player Australian squad ahead of the Commonwealth Games. Wallum will be the first Indigenous player in the Australian Diamonds squad in 22 years. Her call-up comes just 3 months after she was invited to train with the Queensland Firebirds, starring in the pre-season cup and earning a contract as a replacement for Romelda Aiken-George, who is on maternity leave. The 28-year-old goal shooter then cemented her national selection after netting 210 goals in her first 5 Super Netball games for the Firebirds. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy as well, with a top of 19. Hobart, much the same, 18. Canberra, also partly cloudy, 19. Wollongong, showers, 19. Sydney, a shower or two, 22. Newcastle, a shower or two as well, 23. Similar conditions in Brisbane, with a top of 25. Rain at times in Cairns, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 35. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.